2007 National Federation of the Blind Annual Report. There is a photograph on the page, the caption, NFB members participate in our annual walkathon fundraising event. The inside cover contains a photograph of a man and a young boy walking with white canes in a hotel lobby. The boy is wearing sleep shades. We believe the real problem of blindness is not the loss of eyesight. The real problem is the misunderstanding and lack of information that exist. If a blind person has proper training and opportunity, blindness can be reduced to a physical nuisance. The National Federation of the Blind, NFB, is the largest organization of blind people and people with low vision in the United States. Founded in 1940, the Federation has grown to over 50,000 members. The organization consists of affiliates and local chapters in every state, in the District of Columbia, and in Puerto Rico. Members gather in chapter meetings each month, and there are conventions of Federation affiliates every year. All affiliates are represented at an annual national convention. We also do our work through special interest divisions and committees. Blind teachers, blind lawyers, blind entrepreneurs, blind students, blind clerics, blind engineers, blind people in the social sciences, parents of blind children, and others provide each other with information and support. The mission. The mission of the National Federation of the Blind is to serve as a means for blind people to come together to work collectively to improve our lives. By providing public education about blindness, information and referral services, scholarships, literature and materials about blindness, specialized aids and appliances, adaptive equipment, and support for blind people and their families, the members of the NFB strive to spread the word that the blind are normal individuals who can compete on equal terms with their sighted peers. The National Federation of the Blind consists of blind people throughout the United States working together to achieve democratically adopted goals. Our members meet in local chapters in cities throughout the nation to consider the problems of blindness on the local level and to carry out our national programs in their home communities. Because we have pursued this course of action from our inception, we are known as the voice of the nation's blind. Underlying our purpose is the firm belief that blind people must be a primary element in the solutions affecting their lives. By engaging in self-help, mutual assistance, and concerted action, we speak for ourselves and promote our own self-sufficiency. Our goal. The goal of the National Federation of the Blind is the complete integration of the blind into society on the basis of equality. The organization works to change widely held but false beliefs that the blind are helpless and incompetent. Our members seek out individuals needing our help in all parts of the nation. To achieve our goals, we conduct programs to educate the public about the true ability of the blind, in every situation, to function at the same level as our sighted peers. A photograph appears at this point, the caption, Mark Maurer, President, National Federation of the Blind. A message from the President of the National Federation of the Blind. Dear friends, in 2007, the technology, programs, services, and positive philosophy of the National Federation of the Blind reached more Americans who are blind or have low vision than ever before. This was also a year of firsts for the National Federation of the Blind. We held our first March for Independence and conducted the first NFB Youth Slam. In both cases, these were the largest and most significant events of their type, the largest march by blind people and the largest science academy led by the blind. Our ability to improve the lives of blind people throughout the nation is due to the generous support you provide. I want to thank each of you for continuing to give your time, talents, and financial contributions to the National Federation of the Blind. The 2007 March for Independence inaugurated a new way of growing the Imagination Fund, while at the same time advocating for the rights of the blind and educating the public about blindness. Over 1,000 blind people participated in our first annual 5K March for Independence through downtown Atlanta on July 3rd, the morning that our national convention commenced in that city. These participants marched from our headquarters hotel to Centennial Olympic Park and back to the hotel. The event received substantial news coverage, raised over $500,000, and provided a fantastic opportunity for the National Federation of the Blind to educate the public about the true ability of blind people to participate fully in all aspects of society. One of the primary goals of the National Federation of the Blind, Jernigan Institute, since its inception, has been to enhance education and opportunity for blind youth. This includes increasing participation of the blind in fields that are falsely believed to be closed to them, such as science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, STEM fields. In 2007, we conducted the first NFB Youth Slam, the most dynamic gathering of blind youth led by the blind in history. Nearly 200 blind high school students from across the nation, along with 70 successful blind adults serving as mentors, gathered at Johns Hopkins University in Baltimore for 4 days of activities focused on STEM subjects and designed to inspire and engage the next generation of the blind. The students learned a great deal about science, but more importantly, they began to gain the self-confidence and skills they need to succeed in whatever life path they choose. The follow-up we have done with the students involved in the Youth Slam indicates that the event met and exceeded our expectations for it. We look forward to celebrating the successes of the young people who attended the first Youth Slam, and we are planning for the next Youth Slam for 2009. These activities, as well as many others that you will read about in the following pages, are made possible by the generous support of thousands of donors. We want to thank all of you for believing in blind people and the cause of the National Federation of the Blind. We will continue to keep you informed of all of the exciting new developments that take place in the year 2008. With your unwavering support, there is no doubt that the future of blind Americans is full of promise and that our goals and dreams will be realized. Sincerely, Mark Maurer, President, National Federation of the Blind. Largest group of blind people march for independence and equality. There are three photographs at this point of the 2007 March for Independence. In 2007, the National Federation of the Blind inaugurated a new way of growing the Imagination Fund, the March for Independence, a 5K walkathon event that combines the spirit of our Imagination Fund campaign with our mission of advocating for the rights of the blind and educating the public about blindness. Over 1,000 people, the largest group of blind marchers ever to assemble, participated in this historic march that took place in downtown Atlanta on July 3rd and culminated with NFB President Dr. Mark Maurer opening the general session of our national convention with a drum corps band and the dropping of his gavel. Participants marched from the Atlanta Marriott Marquis Hotel to Centennial Olympic Park and back to the hotel. The march emulated civil rights marches that have been an important tool throughout history for minorities who experience discrimination. Georgia Congressman John Lewis, who led many marches for the rights of African Americans in the 1960s, marched with the four-block-long crowd and addressed the gathering in Centennial Olympic Park with a rousing and thought-provoking speech supporting security and equality for all blind people. NFB President Dr. Mark Maurer highlighted the challenges faced by blind Americans and the steps we will take to overcome them. All of the proceeds raised by the March for Independence support local projects and outreach efforts by our 52 affiliates and 700 local chapters, as well as the programs and initiatives of the NFB Jernigan Institute, programs like the 2007 Youth Slam, Youth Science Academies, mentoring programs, senior fairs, seminars for blind children and their parents, Braille literacy programs and initiatives, youth leadership and training seminars, and a vast assortment of other educational, social, research, training, and advocacy programs. The March for Independence was an overwhelming success, and we plan to continue to use this vehicle both to raise critically needed funds and to educate the public about the true capability of blind people to contribute to society at the same level as our sighted peers. The NFB National Federation of the Blind Youth Slam raises expectations for blind youth. Empowering blind youth has always been a key part of the mission of the National Federation of the Blind. The NFB Jernigan Institute's National Center for Blind Youth and Science, NCBYS, began conducting summer science academy sessions for middle and high school students in 2004. In 2007, these youth science programs were dramatically expanded to create the NFB Youth Slam. From July 30th through August 4th, nearly 200 blind high school students from across the nation, along with 70 successful blind adults who served as mentors, gathered at Johns Hopkins University in Baltimore to participate in 4 days of activities designed to inspire and engage the next generation of blind youth. These activities focused on science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, STEM subjects. Many careers, especially STEM careers, are falsely believed to be closed to the blind. The Youth Slam and other programs of the NCBYS shatter this misconception by developing and demonstrating alternative techniques that blind students can use in the science classroom and in scientific careers. More importantly, these programs give blind youth the self-confidence and skills they need to succeed in whatever career they choose. A photograph appears at this point. The description, a picture of Dr. Jacob Balotin, and the Jacob Balotin Award. 2007 Program Service Accomplishments of the NFB. The Dr. Jacob Balotin Award Program. In December 2007, the National Federation of the Blind launched the Dr. Jacob Balotin Award Program. Each year, the National Federation of the Blind will distribute Dr. Jacob Balotin cash awards, totaling $100,000 in 2008, at the annual convention of the National Federation of the Blind. These awards are a new way for the National Federation of the Blind to recognize individuals and organizations working in the field of blindness who have made outstanding contributions toward achieving the full integration of the blind into society on a basis of equality. Named for a pioneering blind physician who practiced in the early 20th century, these awards are made possible through the generosity of his late nephew and niece. Their bequest, the Alfred and Rosalind Perlman Trust, will allow the National Federation of the Blind to provide direct financial support to persons and organizations that are improving the lives of the blind throughout the United States. Dr. Jacob Balotin, 1888 to 1924, was a blind physician who lived and practiced in Chicago in the early part of the 20th century. As chronicled in his biography, The Blind Doctor by Rosalind Perlman, available through the Independence Market of the Jacobus Tenbrook Library, Balotin fought ignorance and prejudice to gain entrance to medical school and the medical profession. He became one of the most respected physicians in Chicago during his career, which spanned from 1912 until his death, and was particularly known for his expertise on diseases of the heart and lungs. Balotin used his many public speaking engagements to advocate for the employment and full integration of the blind into society. Interested young people in general and blind youth in particular, Dr. Balotin established the first Boy Scout troop consisting entirely of blind boys and served as its leader. Rosalind Perlman, who was married to Jacob Balotin's nephew, Alfred, left a bequest in her will to the Santa Barbara Foundation and the National Federation of the Blind to publish Dr. Balotin's biography and to endow the Jacob Balotin Award Program. The National Federation of the Blind is proud to continue Dr. Balotin's legacy by presenting these annual awards bearing his name. NFB Newsline continues to grow. The National Federation of the Blind maintains and operates the NFB Newsline service, the largest accessible newspaper service for the blind in the world. It is available free to eligible users. NFB Newsline keeps the blind up to date on the news happening in their communities and in the world around them via touchtone telephone. The New York Times, Wall Street Journal, Christian Science Monitor, Washington Post, and USA Today are among the many national and local newspapers offered. NFB Newsline also offers magazines, including The Economist, The New Yorker, all three AARP publications, and Diabetes Self-Management, as well as four newspapers in Spanish. The service offers 260 newspapers, including 88 of the top 100 most circulated English newspapers in the United States. In 2007, 8,205 new subscribers signed up for the service, bringing the total number of subscribers nationwide to 61,049. Subscribers called into the service 1,797,845 times in 2007, and a total of 31,698,088 minutes of news were delivered to subscribers. Approximately 16.4% more minutes were used on NFB Newsline in 2007 than 2006. One Spanish-language newspaper and 15 English-language newspapers were added to the service. A photograph appears at this point, the caption, "Braille literacy is fundamental to the education of all blind students." At the end of 2007, 95% of blind residents in the United States had access to NFB Newsline. The service was sponsored in 42 states and the District of Columbia. Recent improvements to the system include the ability for NFB Newsline subscribers to receive their newspapers via email, to be read on their computers or portable devices. The service also offers interactive television listings for any location in the United States. Braille Transcribing and Proofreading Certification Program. In late 2006, the NFB Jernigan Institute was awarded a contract by the National Library Service for the Blind and Physically Handicapped of the Library of Congress, NLS, to conduct that agency's National Braille Transcribing and Proofreading Certification Program. The NFB Jernigan Institute now conducts all administrative functions of the certification program, including the recruitment, training, and evaluation of individuals wishing to become certified Braille transcribers and proofreaders. The implementation of this program by the National Federation of the Blind has significantly increased the number of qualified Braille transcribers and proofreaders, thus making Braille literature, instructional materials, and musical scores more available to the blind of America. Braille Readers Are Leaders Contest and Literacy Program. The Braille Readers Are Leaders Contest and Literacy Program helps blind children become good Braille readers. Good readers have confidence in themselves and in their ability to learn and to adapt to new situations throughout their lifetimes. Braille literacy is one of the highest predictors of success in later life for blind students. It is estimated that 85% of all employed blind people are proficient Braille readers, yet only about 9% of blind students are currently being taught Braille. The Braille Readers Are Leaders Contest and Literacy Program seeks to increase the success rate of blind students by encouraging them to read Braille. Around 700 blind children, from infants to high school seniors, participated in the Braille Readers Are Leaders literacy programs in 2007. No other single Braille literacy program in the nation involves so many children with such a wide spectrum of ages, degrees of vision loss, and other disabilities. Braille is Beautiful. This innovative diversity awareness program teaches sighted students how to read and write the Braille alphabet and increases blind students' acceptance by their sighted peers. The program targets grades 4 through 6. However, it has also been used effectively with younger or older children and in community youth programs as well as in the classroom. Program kits for instructors, including videos, student workbooks, and Braille materials, are distributed through the NFB Independence Market. Braille Letters from Santa. In December, the National Federation of the Blind once again offered a special service for children who read Braille. For the second year, blind children were able to submit Braille letters to Santa, in care of the NFB Jernigan Institute, which sent Santa's replies in Braille and print. The NFB Jernigan Institute staff sent personalized replies from Santa Claus to all the letters received from blind children and their parents. Each reply was in Braille and print so that parents and children could read together. Proficiency and fluency in reading Braille are best achieved by taking every opportunity to read Braille, and the Braille Letters from Santa program is another fun way to implement that goal. A photograph appears at this point, the caption, "In 2007, more than 350 Meet the Blind Month events took place nationwide." October is Meet the Blind Month. The Meet the Blind Month campaign is a coordinated nationwide project designed to provide opportunities for NFB members to reach out to others in their communities. In the sixth year of Meet the Blind Month, the National Federation of the Blind once again increased the number of events held around the country. More than 350 events took place in October 2007, making this the most active year to date. Various activities at retail establishments, health fairs, libraries, senior centers, schools, and community events, often in partnership with local civic groups, let our neighbors know the facts about blindness and the National Federation of the Blind, ensuring that the public continues to learn more about our movement. Early planning by affiliate and chapter presidents, along with President Mowers providing organizers with free Braille alphabet cards, NFB literature, and kernel books, again increased the number of events and energized our chapters to seek new ways to broadcast our message. Standing room only attendance at the Meet the Blind Month seminar during our national convention in Atlanta confirmed the interest of our members in finding ways to share our message with the public. Many of our chapters presented the Braille is Beautiful program at local schools, screening the video Jake and the Secret Code, handing out Braille alphabet cards to students, and taking questions about Braille and about blindness. White cane walks, participation at community events, Meet the Blind Month proclamations issued by public officials, radio and TV interviews, newspaper articles, and literature tables at shopping malls were just some of the myriad ways our members reached out during October of 2007. Vocational Rehabilitation Initiatives. The National Federation of the Blind provides comprehensive vocational rehabilitation, VR, training seminars, and longer-term courses, both to general providers of blindness VR services and to administrators and teachers working in the residential rehabilitation training centers for the blind. These training seminars and courses emphasize empowering blind individuals to determine their own futures and ensuring they obtain the tools and techniques they need to succeed. Customized training sessions are provided to interested audiences in the areas of general VR policies, procedures, principles, and methods of residential rehabilitation services and training. Presented in person by experienced instructors, these courses teach principles designed to help VR personnel to encourage emotional adjustment to blindness or loss of vision, self-confidence, and competence in alternative skills of blindness, such as travel with a white cane and reading and writing Braille, skills and attitudes that lead to success for the blind in employment and the ability to live independently. These training seminars use a combination of discussion among the training program presenters and the seminar participants, multimedia presentations, lectures, one-on-one instructions in blindness skills, role-playing, and reading and writing assignments. The training is customized to meet the expectations and needs of each VR agency. In 2007, the National Federation of the Blind delivered VR training in both the general and residential rehabilitation tracks for over 300 employees of state VR agencies in Texas, Florida, Iowa, and Maryland. Training that is informed by the experiences of blind people helps rehabilitation professionals to better serve those who are adjusting to vision loss. The National Federation of the Blind will continue to expand these training programs so that rehabilitation professionals and blind people across the nation will benefit from effective and empowering rehabilitation programs. Dare to be Remarkable. Dare to be Remarkable was the title and theme of the National Conference for Residential Rehabilitation Training Centers for the Blind, held at the National Center for the Blind, the NFB's headquarters in Baltimore, Maryland, from December 5th to 7th, 2007. Sponsored by the National Federation of the Blind in partnership with the National Council of State Agencies for the Blind, this training event featured 2.5 days of instruction in a wide array of topics in both plenary sessions and interactive concurrent workshops for teachers and administrators of residential training programs for the blind across the country. Over 150 professionals working in the field of blindness rehabilitation and education from 32 states attended the conference. They represented 20 state rehabilitation agencies, 10 private rehabilitation organizations, 5 residential schools for the blind, and 1 university. Conference participants learned about practical strategies for offering a demanding training curriculum and reviewed principles of blindness philosophy that are fundamental to a progressive training center. Diabetes Action Network. Diabetes is the leading cause of blindness among working-age adults. That is why the National Federation of the Blind established the NFB Diabetes Action Network, DAN. The goal of the NFB-DAN is to educate, empower, and inspire the blind and those with low vision who have diabetes to manage their condition independently and confidently. NFB-DAN transforms lives through advocacy, education, peer support, technology development, and programs encouraging independence and self-confidence. Since diabetes is now an epidemic in the United States and 24,000 diabetics are losing vision annually, the National Federation of the Blind has dramatically expanded diabetes and blindness initiatives. In addition to supporting individual diabetics with vision loss, the team worked on educating the public, the medical community, and the diabetes industry, advocating for the needs of diabetics with vision loss. In 2007, the National Federation of the Blind collaborated on a national education campaign called the State of Diabetes Complications in America. The campaign captured the attention of top-tier print and television media by highlighting the strategies and techniques of successful blind diabetics. Now in its 24th year, the NFB's Voice of the Diabetic magazine is more influential than ever. Created by blind diabetics, Voice of the Diabetic has a circulation of more than 340,000 copies per quarter. Voice of the Diabetic answers the most pressing questions concerning complications, including, how can I read my blood glucose meter if I cannot see? How can I coordinate the dietary restrictions of dialysis and diabetes when I can't read food labels? Voice of the Diabetic also features moving personal success stories of diabetics thriving despite complications, stories that motivate readers to cope positively with their vision loss and diabetes. A photograph appears at this point, the description, a boy swimming with a dolphin. In the fall of 2007, Voice of the Diabetic underwent a dramatic redesign, moving to an easy-to-read glossy style. It is also now available in MP3 format. Voice of the Diabetic has also expanded its online presence. Sign up for your own Voice of the Diabetic subscription at www.nfb.org/voice. The NFB Diabetes Action Network continues to advocate for the development of accessible diabetes technology and advises those making diabetes testing technology to make their products accessible to the blind. To this end, the team is developing a first-of-its-kind, non-visual access certification standard for healthcare products and services to ensure that they are usable without vision. Several companies are actively pursuing the accessibility seal for their products. A major component of the National Federation of the Blind is its special interest divisions, committees, and groups. Much of our work is accomplished by these organizations. National Organization of Parents of Blind Children. The National Organization of Parents of Blind Children, NOPBC, is a membership organization of parents, teachers, and friends of blind children reaching out to each other to give vital support, encouragement, and information. The NOPBC is comprised of over 3,000 members with divisions or parent networks in every state and Puerto Rico. Collaboration between the NOPBC and the NFB Jernigan Institute led to the 2007 In Touch Braille Literacy and Access Technology Seminar, an intensive 4-day awareness and training project targeting North Carolina and Florida parents and teachers, exposing them to the benefits of Braille literacy, innovative methods for learning Braille, and a full range of speech, tactile, and Braille access technology. The NOPBC also pursued a nationwide campaign to disseminate, free of charge, the Handbook for Itinerant and Resource Teachers of Blind and Visually Impaired Students by Doris Willoughby and Sharon Duffy, one of the most important resources for parents, administrators, and teachers of blind students ever written. The handbook was distributed to over 17 states across the country, plus Canada and the United Kingdom. National Association of Blind Merchants. The National Association of Blind Merchants, NABM, is a membership organization of blind people in either self-employment or the Randolph Shepherd Vending Program. The organization provides information about rehabilitation, Social Security, tax laws, and other issues directly affecting blind merchants. The NABM serves as both an advocacy and a support group. Each year, the NABM holds the Business Leadership and Superior Training, BLAST, conference, the goal of which is to target training to meet the specific needs of blind entrepreneurs and their agency partners, and to plan the concerted action necessary to protect and expand business opportunities for the blind under the Randolph Shepherd Program. The Deaf-Blind Division. The Deaf-Blind Division of the National Federation of the Blind consists of deaf-blind people and friends working nationally to improve services, training, and independence for the deaf-blind. The division offers personal contact with other deafblind individuals knowledgeable in advocacy, education, employment, technology, discrimination, and other issues surrounding deafblindness. In 2007, the Deafblind Division worked to promote new technology enhancing the lives of deafblind people. National Association of Blind Students. The National Association of Blind Students, NABS, provides support, information, and encouragement to blind college and university students. NABS leads the way in offering support and resources in dealing with issues such as national testing, accessible textbooks and materials, overcoming negative attitudes about blindness from school personnel, developing new techniques of accomplishing laboratory or field assignments, and many other college and graduate school experiences. NABS publishes a biannual letter, The Student Slate, written and edited by blind students. National Federation of the Blind Senior Division. In 2007, the National Organization of the Senior Blind adopted a new name. It is now the National Federation of the Blind Senior Division, NFBSD. The National Federation of the Blind Senior Division offers support and information to seniors experiencing vision loss. A high point for the NFBSD is the annual Possibilities Fair, held at the National Center for the Blind and replicated throughout many of the NFB's 52 affiliates. The fair provides a hands-on opportunity for those 55 and older who are losing vision to learn how to improve their lives. The fair includes demonstration areas featuring alternative techniques of blindness, equipment, services for seniors losing vision, and helpful hints about enjoying life. During the 2007 NFB National Convention, the NFBSD participated in the first Division Expo. Participants played the memory game, answering questions about blindness in such categories as braille, cooking, housekeeping, and keeping track of money. Americans are living longer, and vision loss occurs more frequently among those who are older. More than 50% of the 70,000 individuals who become blind in this country each year are over the age of 65, and this population is expected to more than double by the year 2030. Yet fewer financial resources and services are available to blind seniors than to younger blind people. The NFBSD works to cope with this problem and help seniors maintain a positive approach to vision loss. National Association of Blind Lawyers. The National Association of Blind Lawyers, NABL, examines emerging trends in law that affect blind people and others with disabilities. The NABL offers an outlet for sharing ideas and information. In 2007, NABL addressed the ongoing struggle to gain equal access to websites, employment, legal texts, and legal examinations like the LSAT and bar exams. Discrimination and civil rights cases are regularly reviewed. The NABL offers tips on how to practice law most effectively as a blind legal professional. At its annual meeting at the NFB National Convention, the NABL often invites local law schools and bar associations to discuss their outreach efforts to blind students and legal professionals. Because the NABL agenda covers substantive areas of the law and addresses the practice of law itself, many of its members receive continuing legal education credits for the convention seminar. Over 300 people attended the 10th annual mock trial, a reenactment of a case of discrimination against a blind person, sponsored by the NABL at the 2007 NFB National Convention. National Association of Blind Veterans. The National Association of Blind Veterans, NABV, was established in 2007. The purpose of the NABV is to function as a mechanism through which blind veterans and interested sighted persons can come together to plan and carry out programs that improve the quality of life for blind veterans, to promote the cultural, vocational, and social advancement of blind veterans, to achieve the integration of blind veterans into society on a basis of equality with the sighted, to be a major resource for blind veterans, and to focus on issues that particularly impact blind veterans. National Federation of the Blind Jernigan Institute. Imagination, Innovation, and Influence Led by the Blind. In 2007, the NFB Jernigan Institute entered its fourth year of creating and expanding innovative programs for the blind built on the experience of the blind. This year also marked an important transition. Early in the year, Dr. Betsy Zaborowski, the Institute's first executive director, was diagnosed with cancer. On November 29, 2007, Dr. Z, as she was affectionately known, lost a nine-month battle with that cancer. But the past accomplishments of the NFB Jernigan Institute stand as a lasting memorial to her, and her spirit, determination, vision, and faith will continue to infuse its future accomplishments. Dr. Zaborowski's leadership gave life and personality to the Institute and its programs. She was admired for the skill and imagination that she brought to the NFB Jernigan Institute. Her passion for life was contagious and made her a beloved figure in the National Federation of the Blind and beyond. That the blind have realized the establishment of a research and training institute developed and directed by the blind, and that the institute's imaginative work advances opportunities in partnership with the community, business, academic, and governmental partners, is the living legacy of Dr. Zaborowski's life and vision. During 2007, the torch of leadership was passed to Mark A. Riccobono, previously the institute's director of education, and the institute's continued progress is evidence of the opportunities that will be cultivated under his leadership. A photograph appears at this point, the description, a teenage boy using a tactile map. Youth Empowerment. The Institute's educational initiatives continue to grow in scope and impact. As highlighted earlier in this report, the NFB Youth Slam captured the imagination of the nation and has inspired and engaged a whole generation of blind young people. Here are some other ways in which the NFB Jernigan Institute is helping blind youth to expand possibilities for their future. Expanding career opportunities. The National Center for Blind Youth in Science, NCBYS, initiative is designed to develop effective techniques for teaching science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, STEM, to blind students, and to encourage those students to pursue careers in these fields that are falsely believed to be closed to the blind. In 2007, the Institute expanded the resources available at www.blindscience.org and collaborated with university partners on a variety of projects. A number of states, including Montana and Utah, provided programs based on the Institute's model science academies and received technical assistance from Institute education staff. Career Fair. Over 100 students, teachers, and parents attended the second annual Transition to Independence Career Fair at the NFB Jernigan Institute. Through intense training by and exposure to successful blind individuals, attendees experienced a broader perspective on the possibilities for their futures. Topics explored during the day included making a good first impression, finding funding for college, networking, acquiring the skills blind people need to be successful in the workplace, and helping your child to transition from high school and take responsibility for his or her own independence. Information about resources in Maryland and throughout the nation was also provided. The Career Fair is a model program that will be replicated around the country, and the resources created for the fair will be shared broadly to help blind youth throughout the United States imagine the future in new ways. Outreach. The Institute continued to build its Transition to Independence Club, a model program to empower blind teens in the Baltimore area who face significant socioeconomic challenges. This project is just one of a number of youth outreach models that the Institute is developing in order to assist local NFB chapters in leveraging expertise and resources to raise expectations, enhance educational opportunities, and provide training for blind youth in local communities. In late 2007, the Institute began designing a training program to provide resources and support to individuals interested in implementing these models for youth outreach in communities across the nation. Mentoring. In order for blind youth to believe that they can achieve any goal they desire, it is crucial that they be exposed to successful blind role models. For this reason, the NFB Jernigan Institute has set up several programs designed to pair blind young people with successful mentors who can serve as role models for good blindness skills and positive attitudes. These mentors can also answer young people's questions about school, careers, and social concerns like dating and appropriate dress. An integral part of the NFB Jernigan Institute's mentoring effort is the National Center for Mentoring Excellence. In 2007, this project was expanded from the two original demonstration states, Nebraska and Louisiana, to four additional replication states, Georgia, Ohio, Texas, and Utah. By the end of 2007, 124 mentoring pairs were working together in the six project states. In addition, the Institute provided technical assistance, training, and practical materials to a number of other states considering the replication of such mentoring programs. Restoring independence to seniors losing vision. The NFB Jernigan Institute conducted the 6th Annual Possibilities Fair for seniors who are losing vision and their families. This innovative outreach model for individuals beginning to lose vision in older age, a population that is growing rapidly, provides the resources, tools, tips, and mentoring needed to allow seniors to maintain their independence by learning to live effectively with vision loss. The combination of the unique expertise of the National Federation of the Blind, in partnership with other area nonprofit and governmental organizations, empowered 400 local seniors in the Baltimore area. This model is now being replicated in many NFB affiliates, such as Colorado, which hosted its third fair in late 2007. The Institute's impact will continue to grow as we refine and replicate the fair and develop other outreach models as part of a broader initiative to empower seniors losing vision. Technology innovation. The Institute continued to maintain the International Braille and Technology Center for the Blind and the outreach consultation of the world-class Access Technology Team. Free consultation to hundreds of individuals was provided through the Technology Answer Line, and new online services such as the Access Technology Blog and Technology Tips were added to www.nfb.org. In 2007, the NFB Jernigan Institute expanded the National Center for Non-Visual Election Technology. Casting a secret ballot is a right most Americans take for granted. However, only recently has the availability of voting machines with speech output technology made it possible for blind people to cast a ballot privately and independently. The Institute has continued to build an objective knowledge base about the accessibility of voting machine technology and, in 2007, added online resources regarding the use and implementation of accessible voting technology. Additionally, the Institute developed materials to train poll workers about blindness and to help voting officials encourage greater participation by the blind in the voting process. Relationships with many university and corporate partners were expanded to pursue initiative technology developments. Some of the 2007 project investigations included new low-cost Braille writing devices, refreshable graphical displays, innovative wayfinding technologies, and scientific tools for increased independence of students in classrooms. Without the work of the NFB Jernigan Institute, many new technology innovations would not be investigated and brought to market. Many mainstream appliances and electronics now incorporate features that make them difficult or impossible to use for the blind, such as flat panel displays with dynamic visual menus that change frequently. As a result, the Institute has continued to expand its Accessible Home Showcase, a display of appliances that incorporate best practices in the design of consumer electronics. The blind do not require special appliances, but there are features that can be built into products that make them more usable by the blind and others. The Institute's Consumer Electronics Initiative serves as a vehicle for discussion with the industry about best practices and design features. Additionally, the Institute maintains an online resource guide of consumer appliances and electronics that have been found by blind consumers to be usable out of the box or with little adaptation. The Institute continued to support increased access to the Internet by providing a quality standard for web accessibility and tools to assist companies in making their sites accessible to the blind. Three photos appear at this point. Photo 1, a young man looking at various note-takers. Photo 2, blind youth using computers. Photo 3, a man using a washing machine. In 2007, a number of companies received the NFB Non-Visual Accessibility Web Certification Seal for the first time. Additionally, the Institute began to restructure and strengthen the program to expand accessibility to the Internet. Through this unique partnership program with organizations, corporations, and governmental agencies, the National Federation of the Blind is providing best practices to the Internet community and opening up new access to information for the blind. Jacobus ten Broek Library. This unique research library, named for the founder and first president of the National Federation of the Blind, chronicles the history of the organized blind movement from the perspective of blind people through rare historical and contemporary writings by and about the blind. Dr. Jacobus ten Broek, a distinguished professor at the University of California at Berkeley, wrote articles and books on constitutional law, social welfare reform, racial equality, immigrant rights, and the philosophical underpinning of the NFB, all of which are now part of the library bearing his name. The library's collection also includes the papers of his dynamic successor, Dr. Kenneth Jernigan, and current NFB president, Dr. Mark Maurer, a variety of other Braille, electronic and large print documents, audio and video footage, and the first NASA rocket ever launched by blind youth. All of these items tell the story of the organized blind movement. In 2007, the NFB Jernigan Institute made significant progress in building our library infrastructure and organizing the historical materials collected over decades. The Independence Market, housed in the ten Broek Library, retails aids and appliances, publications, and educational materials the blind find particularly useful. Visitors may also browse the NFB's extensive free literature collection and take items of interest home. The literature, aids, and appliances available in the Independence Market can also be ordered online at www.nfb.org. In 2007, the Independence Market was responsible for distributing thousands of educational packets and pieces of free literature about blindness through the mail. Research. In 2007, the NFB Jernigan Institute hired a director of research and began building a research program. The expanded research and evaluation program will help facilitate collaboration and relationships with investigators and graduate students. Now, for the first time, blind people will be at the center of, and in many cases leading, research designed to answer questions about education and rehabilitation for the blind. In this way, research undertaken can address the greatest needs of the blind, resulting in more meaningful program, product, and policy development. This initiative will ensure that dollars spent on blindness-related programs and policy solutions are based on the true needs of blind people, and that empowerment, rather than low expectations, is the basis of programs for the blind in the United States. Our donors. We would like to thank the following donors for their generous contributions given in 2007. It is only because of their generosity that the National Federation of the Blind can continue to fulfill its mission to achieve widespread emotional acceptance and intellectual understanding that the real problem of blindness is not the loss of eyesight, but the misconceptions and lack of information which exist. Jernigan Circle, $500,000 plus. Ricky Evers, bequest. President's Circle, $250,000 to $499,999. Clarence L. Coleman, Jr. and Lillian S. Coleman Foundation. Dorothy Lou Norman, bequest. Alfred and Rosalind Perlman Trust. Robert W. Schwann, bequest. Director's Circle, $100,000 to $249,999. Anne M. Condra, bequest. Glenn M. Levine, bequest. Emma R. Schwartz, bequest. UPS Foundation. Leader's Circle, $50,000 to $99,999. Jesse and Hertha Adams Charitable Trust. American Honda Foundation. The Stephen and Mary Birch Foundation. Elizabeth P. Ives, bequest. Selma Elizabeth James, bequest. Lester Amos Pimentel, bequest. Marguerite Ventura, bequest. Patrons, $25,000 to $49,999. Mary V. Yaron Hollage, bequest. NEC Foundation of America. Sally Parmel, bequest. Raymond and Flora Vales, bequest. Partners, $10,000 to $24,999. First Electric Incorporated, Brown Goldstein and Levy, John and Barbara Cheadle, Freedom Scientific, Shirley Green, bequest. Mary D. Himmelt, Mary M. Hibbs, bequest. Humanware, ILA, Intel, Elizabeth P. Jordan, bequest. David A. Kelly, bequest. Arthur J. Lilos, Harold J. Lucas, bequest. Market Development Group, M&T Bank, National Association of Blind Merchants, National Federation of the Blind of Louisiana, Northrop Grumman, John and Cindy Perret, John and Carol Perret, Pepsi, Rainbow Printing of Maryland, Ruth C. Riels, bequest. Citibank Smith Barney, Louise H. Snover, bequest. Mary Jean Soule, Mick Charlie Spellman Jr., bequest. Harold L. Tallman, bequest. Verizon Foundation, Walmart, Carol K. Watkins, bequest. Catherine S. West, Kevin and Bridget Worley, Arnold Otto Zoff, bequest. Benefactors, $5,000 to $9,999. American Chemical Society, Charles Brown, B&R Construction Services, LLC, Joanne Becker, Joe Blackstone, Rosemary Bolka, Mary A. Clancy, bequest. The Coca-Cola Foundation, Henry C. Councilman, bequest. Richard Causey, bequest. Shirley G. Eisman, bequest. Daryl E. Findlay, bequest. Alice Gregory, bequest. Guide Dogs for the Blind, IBM, Dorothy Lineweber, bequest. M&T Bank, Joseph C. Manali, bequest. Mark and Pat Maurer, Robert McIntyre, Larry McKeever, bequest. Marriott Global Reservation Sales, Microsoft Corporation, National Federation of the Blind of Florida, National Federation of the Blind of Idaho, National Federation of the Blind of Minnesota, National Federation of the Blind of Utah, Helen Lillian Nicholas, bequest. Robert and Barbara Pierce, Lloyd and Judy Rasmussen, Alex Reisig, bequest. Walter W. Risto, bequest. Fred and Kathleen Schroeder, Robert Smutney, Katie Kime and Virgil Stinnett, Joseph Ewer, bequest. Venable LLP. Fellows, $2,500 to $4,999. Charles and Betty Allen, Roland and Pam Allen, Flora Nichols Beggs, bequest. Capital Lighting and Supply Incorporated, Donald and Betty Capps, Frank and Evelyn Cierniewski, bequest. Anthony and Marie Cobb, Comcast, Diagnostic Devices Incorporated, Douglas Elliott and Peggy Pinder Elliott, GW Micro, Allen and Joy Harris, Insurance Incorporated, Bernard Jaffe, J.A. Ammon and Associates Incorporated, Harvey Johnson, Julie A. Kahn, Bob and Lynn Kresmer, Lily M. Clevin, bequest, Scott Labar, The Livingston Group, LLC and Jones Walker, Amit Lowy, Lorraine Magnuson, Gary and Sonia Mangum, Donald and Shirley Morris, John and Patricia Munson, National Federation of the Blind of Arizona, National Federation of the Blind of California, National Federation of the Blind of Colorado, National Federation of the Blind of Colorado, Denver Chapter, National Federation of the Blind of Florida, Greater Daytona Beach Chapter, National Federation of the Blind of Illinois, National Federation of the Blind of Indiana, National Federation of the Blind of Maryland, National Federation of the Blind of Missouri, National Federation of the Blind of Ohio, National Federation of the Blind of Washington, Optelec, Elpidio Roland Garcia, Rosen Saperstein and Friedlander, Chartered, Dennis M. Russick, Tom and Joyce Scanlon, Pamela Schnurr, Kathleen R. Sabranek, bequest, Sendero Group, LLC, Mary Shoup, Marjorie Liu Scala Foundation Trust, Rosa Ella Spillman, Lillian Stott, Bequest, Solutions Radio, Tenacity Incorporated, Teresa Tomai, Ramona Walhoff, Dee Curtis, and Doris Willoughby. Friends, $1,000 to $2,499. Paula Echter, Paul Aguillard, American Design Associates, American Printing House for the Blind, Sharon R. Appel, Adrian Ash, Roger J. Bakken, Michael and Sue Barber, Herman and Janice Bartz, Bequest, Susan Benbow, John Bergren, Deborah Black, Clara H. Bobowick, Debbie Brown, Helen Bunker, Angela Burke, Margaret S. Bush, Bequest, LaVon Butler, Paul Cambon, Cancun Cantina, Richard China, Larry Clark, Billy Rank and Toy Cogdill, Cohen and Gresser LLP, Connolly and Associates Fundraising, Gladys Copeland, Kimberly M. Copenhaver, Frank and Gail Koppel, Elaine Kramer, Richard and Sarah E. Crawford, Priscilla Crombie, Dorothy B. Cushman, Bruce Daly, Robert V. Dale, Data Speech Computer Systems Incorporated, Corbin J. Davis, Kathy Davis, Richard Davis, C.W. Dawkins, Julie Deedon, Alphonse DeLucia, Dennis DeMarco, Parnell Diggs, Arnold Donner, Paul and Bernadette Dressel, Donald E. Drinkwine, Seaton and Patricia Droppers, Duxbury Systems Incorporated, Sarah and Ed Edwards, Erickson Retirement Communities, Robert and Patricia Eschbach, Gary D. Evans, Steve and Deborah Faulkner, Lois B. Feinblatt, Fortin Foundation of Florida Incorporated, Dennis and Denise Franklin, Michael and Sue Freeman, David E. Gallo Foundation, Mark Gannon, Norman and Margaret Gardner, James Gashel and Betsy A. Zabrowski, James H. Gilbert, Sam Glees, Raymond Goetz, Gordon Feinblatt Rothman Hofberger and Hollander, LLC, Margaret A. Grady, Bequest, Guilford Corporation, Monty Habin, Sandy Halverson, George Powell Hambleton, Jr., Lumar S. Hempstead, Chuck H. Hirschberger, HMS Insurance Associates, Incorporated, David F. Holt, Bequest, Jianhua Chao Huang, Charles E. Hulbert, Independent Living Aids, Incorporated, Independent Testing Agency, Carl and Mindy Jacobson, Judy Jenkins, Mary Ellen Jernigan, The Joby Foundation, Incorporated, Philip Katz, James Kidder, Jr., James F. Kincaid, Janet J. Koziol, Bequest, John Lauridson, Sylvia Leon, Gregory and Gail Levengood, Anil Lewis, Celine Lonsky, Brad and Barbara Loos, Lutheran Community Foundation, Rachel Lyman, Bequest, Wilbert P. Mack, Bequest, Catriona McDonald, Lois Mayer, Maryland Society of Eye Physicians and Surgeons, Richard May, Ray and Diane McGeorge, Marianne Melly, Dennis J. Mengele, Linda Mentink, Emil M. Merkel, Bequest, Wayne P. Miller, Joseph and Patricia Miller, Paul L. Miller, Mission Heritage Foundation, Russell Mitchell, Bequest, Edwin C. Morb, Bequest, Allion H. Moore, Jack Moser, John A. Muse, National Federation of the Blind of D.C., National Federation of the Blind of Georgia, National Federation of the Blind of Idaho, Cycle for Independent Event, National Federation of the Blind of Kentucky, National Federation of the Blind of Louisiana, North Central Chapter, National Federation of the Blind of Maryland, Greater Baltimore Chapter, National Federation of the Blind of Michigan, National Federation of the Blind of Mississippi, National Federation of the Blind of Missouri, St. Louis Chapter, National Federation of the Blind of Nebraska, National Federation of the Blind of New Jersey, National Federation of the Blind of New Mexico, National Federation of the Blind of New York, National Federation of the Blind of Ohio, Lorain County Chapter, National Federation of the Blind of Oregon, National Federation of the Blind of Pennsylvania, National Federation of the Blind of South Carolina, Aurora Chapter, National Federation of the Blind of South Dakota, National Federation of the Blind of Virginia, National Federation of the Blind of West Virginia, Anil Nayar, Louise Nelson Skowronski, Nittany Industries Incorporated, Patricia Noriko, James and Nobuku Nyman, James and Sharon Omvig, Margaret S. Osterhout, E.U. Parker, Joseph Portman, Daryl and Beth Presley, Abraham Rabbi, Prentice Reed, Brenda Rickey, Wayne Rivera, Rivera Live Family, Henry J. Rossler, the Fred R. Fernandez, Irma R. Rodriguez Foundation, Incorporated, Joe and Judy Ruffalo, Margaret A. Sarowian, Ellen E. Schlenk, Art Schreiber, Shepherd Electric Company, Carl Smith, Tracy D. Sofarenko, Springfield Foundation, David Stayer, Arthur Stevenson, Stuart Mailing Services, Incorporated, Kristen Jokums and Mark Strax, Tom Supers, Betty J. Taylor, John P. Tabakhorst, George W. Thornton, Abraham Tober, Tacoma Christian Church, John M. Trani, Valley Lighting, LLC, The Valtim Company, Joe and Laura Van Lent, Benjamin Versalone, View Plus Technologies, Incorporated, Villa Jolie College, James Volman, Thomas Vreeland, Francis Webb, Betty Weber, Chad Webba, Helen Welch, Bequest, Adam Wiseman, Jerry and Mary Lynn Whittle, Kimberly Williams, Dale Walthoff, Gary D. Wonder, Fred and Mary Wurzel. A photo appears at this point, the description, a blind girl playing the flute. Financial. Financial statements presented have been audited by Rosen, Saperstein, and Friedlander Chartered. Complete audited statements with accompanying notes for the National Federation of the Blind can be obtained by contacting the offices of the National Federation of the Blind, 1800 Johnson Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230, 410-659-9314. Contributions to the National Federation of the Blind are tax-deductible under Internal Revenue Code 501(c)(3). Statements of Activities. Fundraising and management and general expense as a percent of total revenue and gains and other support. Management and general, 3%. Fundraising, 7%. Revenue and gains and other support. Public support. Contributions, $19,121,695. Donated services, $2,789,208. Government grants, $849,128. Total public support, $22,760,031. Revenue. Sales, independence products and publications, $768,544. Investment income, $895,026. Royalties, $13,626. Total revenue, $1,677,196. Total revenue and gains and other support, $24,437,227. Statement, year ended December 31, 2007. Program service expense as a percent of total expenses and losses. Program services, 89%. Expenses and losses. Program services. Blindness integration, $9,353,626. Civil rights, advocacy, and self-organization, $5,242,815. Non-visual access technology, methods, and systems, $4,846,232. Total program services, $19,442,673. Supporting services. Management and general, $633,363. Fundraising, $1,720,332. Total supporting services, $2,353,695. Total expenses and losses, $21,796,368. Changes in net assets, $2,640,859. Net assets, beginning of year, $25,663,572. Net assets, end of year, $28,304,431. National officers. Mark Maurer, President, National Federation of the Blind, Baltimore, Maryland. Frederick Schroeder, First Vice President, Research Professor, San Diego State University, Vienna, Virginia. Peggy Elliott, Second Vice President, Attorney, City Council Member, Grinnell, Iowa. Gary Wonder, Secretary, Program Analyst Expert, University of Missouri Hospital and Clinics, Columbia, Missouri. Pam Allen, Treasurer, Executive Director, Louisiana Center for the Blind, Ruston, Louisiana. Board Members. Ron Brown, Businessman, Certified Orientation and Mobility Specialist, Indianapolis, Indiana. Amy Burrish, Rehabilitation Counselor, Nebraska Commission for the Blind and Visually Impaired, Lincoln, Nebraska. Dan Burke, Assistant Director of Disability Services, University of Montana, Missoula, Montana. Parnell Diggs, Attorney, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Sam Glees, Project Director, Coalition for Citizens with Disabilities, Ordained Minister, Jackson, Mississippi. Kathy Jackson, Braille Clerk, Jefferson County Public School System, Louisville, Kentucky. Carl Jacobson, Businessman, Community Activist, Teacher, Brooklyn, New York. Anil Lewis, Counselor, Advocate, Atlanta, Georgia. Chris McKenzie, Vocational Rehabilitation Teacher, Little Rock, Arkansas. Alpidio Rolon, Veteran, Advocate, San Juan, Puerto Rico. Joseph Ruffalo, Jr., Program Specialist, First Occupational Center of New Jersey, Belleville, New Jersey. Dan Wenzel, Director, Wisconsin Center for the Blind and Visually Impaired, Janesville, Wisconsin. Senior Staff, Mary Ellen Jernigan, Executive Director for Operations. Mark Riccobono, Executive Director, NFB Jernigan Institute. John G. Perret, Jr., Executive Director for Strategic Initiatives. Joanne Wilson, Executive Director for Affiliate Action. How you can help. As you have read in the previous pages, the National Federation of the Blind is a dynamic organization with numerous programs that dramatically improve the lives of blind Americans. We could not do this critical work without the generous support of others. Here are some ways that you can help us continue to do this important work. Donate online. Contributions by credit card may be given in a lump sum or pledged over a period of time. Credit card donations can be made online at www.nfb.org. Donate by mail. Checks should be made out to the National Federation of the Blind and mailed to the National Federation of the Blind at 1800 Johnson Street, Baltimore, Maryland 21230. Honorary or memorial gifts. Contributions made to honor a special person, to commemorate a special occasion, or to pay tribute to an individual may be made by family members or friends. These gifts may be made online or by mail. Bequests. You can designate the National Federation of the Blind as the recipient of part of your estate in your will. You might also consider designating the National Federation of the Blind as the beneficiary of a life insurance policy, thereby giving a substantial gift for a relatively modest annual outlay of funds. Life income gifts. These gifts provide income to the donor or other beneficiaries during their lifetimes, with the remainder being given to the National Federation of the Blind upon the death of the donor or beneficiary. Appreciated securities. Gifts of securities can be made by transferring ownership to the National Federation of the Blind. By making a gift of appreciated securities, the donor may claim an income tax charitable deduction based on the full market value of the gift. Matching gifts. Matching gifts are made by companies in order to encourage charitable giving by their employees. For more information on this type of program, contact the Human Resources Department at your place of employment. The following types of gifts are also appreciated, but please contact us first to make sure that your gift will be of use to the National Federation of the Blind or one of its affiliates. Real estate. Gifts of real property may be claimed as an income tax charitable deduction based on the fair market value of the property. Donors may also avoid capital gains taxes and eliminate certain costs associated with the transfer of real estate title. In-kind donations. In-kind contributions of goods and services are welcomed by the NFB and its affiliates. How else can I help? Become a volunteer. Americans today devote millions of hours to helping charitable organizations. You too can make a difference by helping the NFB with your skills and talents. The National Federation of the Blind can match those skills and talents with our volunteer opportunities. For more information on our volunteer opportunities, please call Patricia Maurer at 410-659-9314, extension 2272, or contact your local chapter or state affiliate. For more information on making a donation or gift to the NFB, please contact Outreach Programs at 410-659-9314, extension 2406. Donations to the National Federation of the Blind, a tax-exempt organization under Section 501(c)(3) of the Internal Revenue Code, are deductible for computing income and estate taxes. Donors should consult their attorney or financial advisor to discuss the tax implications of any donation they make or contemplate making to the National Federation of the Blind. The National Federation of the Blind meets the rigorous standards for charity accountability set forth by the BBB, Wise Giving Alliance.